All right, turning now from fires to healthcare. A new bill seeks to rein in the soaring cost of care in California by putting the state in charge of setting prices. But it is not without controversy. The LA Times reports that backers are set to unveil more at a news conference later today. So let's get more from Chad Terhune. He's a senior correspondent for California Healthline and Kaiser Health News. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell us about this bill and who is behind it.
Yeah, we're going to learn more details today, but it comes from a Democrat from the San Jose area in the Assembly, and it's backed by a lot of labor groups like the California Labor Federation and consumer groups. And what they're trying to do is get the state to set healthcare prices for hospitals, doctor visits, routine medical tests. So it's a very ambitious proposal.
The state setting these prices, what would that look like?
Well, if you think about it, we have a version of it now. Think about Medicare, the giant program for people who are 65 and older. Medicare generally sets prices now for hospitals and doctors and what they're reimbursed for care. So it's kind of borrowing off that idea, but California would then set rates in the commercial insurance market, where most of us get our health insurance on employer plans or the individual market. So it's kind of taking something that happens now in Medicare, but applying it kind of across the board to all of us, you know, under 65 on employer health plans.
Would it be one person, a group of people? How would that part work?
So this bill kind of envisions a state commission, independent, probably drawn from various walks of life, and they would convene and set these prices. Now, generally how it works in Medicare, they look at everybody's cost of operating. It varies some by geography. Some places might be higher cost. And then they come up with kind of what's an appropriate rate for an MRI test or a surgery. But yeah, this would still be very controversial for the state of California to be getting into that business.
Could someone appeal to this committee? Is that something that someone would have an option on?
Yeah, there would be an appeals process, but still, I don't think hospitals and doctors are going to be happy with any type of appeals process. They've already come out very strongly against this.
We're talking to Chad Terhune with California Healthline and Kaiser Health News. All right, so who is for this? You mentioned unions, and doctors don't seem to be on board, at least right now.
Yeah, so you can imagine our healthcare system now, I don't think I'm breaking any news here, is really, really expensive. We all feel it. We see it in our paychecks, all the money that comes out for our health insurance. If you've ever had surgery and you've seen the bill, it can often be an enormous, you know, $100,000 or more.
Sticker shock, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of sticker shock. So I think we all know healthcare is incredibly expensive in California and the whole country. So there's a lot of frustration. And I think the backers of this bill say, look, we've done a great job expanding coverage under the Affordable Care Act, but we haven't really gotten to the cost of that coverage, the underlying healthcare costs that make it so expensive. And you've seen that in Obamacare. Premiums keep going up double digits. Yeah. President Trump rails against that. So this is one way of getting at the costs. But if you think about it, the status quo is incredibly profitable for hospitals, doctors,
seems
insurance
like
company.
Yeah.
So, you know, not a surprise, they are very much against any idea of a government setting rates. Because as it is now, Medicare and Medicaid, healthcare providers get a certain rate from them. And generally in the commercial market, the employer market, they charge us more. So they maybe aren't making a lot of money off Medicare and Medicaid, but they make more in the commercial market. So this idea of limiting what they could charge in the commercial market is really going after a lot of their profits.
But the people that make that are against it, that, you know, they can't make that argument. Hey, we're making money off of this. Don't take that away. They can't argue that, right? What would they be arguing?
Well, the argument would be, and there's some valid argument here, that they're using those higher rates in the commercial market to pay for the lot of things that we like. They would say, look, without that extra money, I might have to cut back services. Maybe I have to close down, you know, the maternity wing in the hospital. Maybe I can't have that new cancer center. Maybe there would be longer wait times. Doctors might say, look, I'm going to leave California. I can't make money. I can't, you know, I'm basically a small business. I can't make a go of it. So they would leave the state. Maybe we'd have shortages of doctors in certain areas. So those are all legitimate complaints that, you know, the state would have to wrestle with of there's trade-offs when you would maybe have rate setting, limit what people can charge. Maybe you don't have all the extra services that we've gotten used to.
Now, this proposal was inspired in part by one set up in Maryland. So what does theirs look like?
Yeah, Maryland's always been very unique. Theirs is a little more narrow. They have rate setting for hospitals statewide, and they've had it since the 1970s. And it generally has worked fairly well. I think if you look at their hospital costs, they're generally below the national average, and they have kind of a state commission that oversees it. This California proposal is even more ambitious because it goes beyond hospitals. They're trying to go after all healthcare services. And obviously California is a lot bigger than Maryland. And just you get into the obvious political question, could California really take on a lot of these entrenched interests, the status quo, and pass a bill like this? I mean, it's an uphill fight.
Now, taking a step back from this bill, it probably comes as a surprise to no one that healthcare costs continue to rise in this country. So, Chad, how much are we spending and how did things get so expensive?
Yeah, we spend $3.3 trillion. Yes, that's trillion with a T, nationwide, 18% of our economy. And a lot of the labor groups who are pushing for this bill make a great point that when we're spending that much on healthcare, that's often where your raise is going at work. You know, maybe your boss would like to give you that 3% raise, but like it's having to go to pay your health insurance. So like when you look at incomes, they've been very stagnant. And you look at the chart, your health insurance costs have been going through the roof. And I think everybody has higher deductibles. We're paying more out of pocket. There's this great chart the California Healthcare Foundation has for California. If you look back from 2002 to 2016, health insurance premiums for a family have gone up 235%. Over that same period, inflation has only gone up 40%. It's like food, rent, gas, they go up every year, but like 40% over that time period. And like health insurance premiums have just skyrocketed. And again, that is money coming out of our pockets, out of our companies. So I think that's what this ambitious proposal is trying to tackle, is that cost of care.
Chad, about 30 seconds. How do you think things will play out for this legislation?
It's getting fairly late in this session. They're going to release details later today. It'll go through the committee process. But I often think like this is the start of the debate. You're going to face a lot of opposition, but maybe kind of sets the table for the following year. And this bill kind of advances and maybe it has a chance of passing, you know, next year.
Chad Terhune, senior correspondent for California Healthline and Kaiser Health News. Chad, thanks a lot.
Thank you.